Buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. When you are beginning to have those thoughts about quitting, about giving up, about throwing in the towel, about something not being worth it anymore, I have good news for you. You have arrived at the place where you can potentially begin to tap into your full potential. Before that moment comes or came for you, when you were cruising along per se, when you weren't thinking so much about quitting, when things didn't feel as hard, when you were more comfortable than you are now, all of those moments before that, they did not have the ability to get your best out of you. They didn't require your best. Now, I hope that that makes sense logically. If we want to take it to exercise, again, me being a cyclist, it's pretty simple. Let's just say I've got a workout that, you know, contains five intervals, right? So these five intervals, they're difficult. You know, they're hard, and I do the first one. And it's fine. It's hard, but it's okay. I get through it. I do the second one. You know, it's a little bit harder, right? Like workouts, you know, if they're designed correctly, they should work on kind of somewhat of an overload principle, where at some point, maybe interval number three, halfway through, maybe interval number four, you know, probably for sure interval number five, as soon as we're finishing this thing up, like, we're going to get to a point where we begin to have the thought of, this is a really hard workout. This is really challenging me. I don't know if I can keep going. Maybe I should stop. I kind of feel like quitting. I'm really tired right now. Think about this. If you're involved in a sport and you do these kinds of things, isn't it true that that moment, whenever that moment comes, again, maybe it comes on interval number three, maybe it comes on interval number five, whenever it comes, but let alone when it comes, What is your thought process, right? It's, I better be paying attention here. This is going to take everything that I've got. I've got to dig deep. I'm really going to have to tap into some suffering right now and being uncomfortable to be able to keep going and figure this out and get this thing done so that I can finish off this workout. Before that moment, whether it was the intervals before it, or whether it was, you know, you're in that interval and you hadn't been there yet during that particular interval. I mean, they provide, you know, you need to have some focus. You need to obviously be, you know, going hard, depending on how hard the workout is. You need to be paying attention, like all those kinds of things. But it doesn't require the intensity and the focus and the intentionality that whenever that moment comes where it's like, I feel like I'm going to quit. I don't know that I can do this anymore. It's like that raises the stakes, doesn't it? And at that point, we've got to be sharp. We've got to bring forth our best. We have to really pay attention. We've got to really make sure that we're doing the right things. We've got to really stay focused. We've got to really stay engaged. Those moments from that point forward, that's when we begin to elicit our full potential, get a glimpse into what is it that I can really do here? What is it that I can really accomplish? That moment comes from whenever that question is being asked, should I quit? I don't know if I can do this on forward. So again, that I labeled it as good news because I feel like that's what it is. If you're having these kinds of moments, I feel like I want to quit. I feel like this is too hard. I don't know if I can do this anymore. That's good news. That means that you're on a path that is making you uncomfortable and stretching you and requiring your absolute best. That's a good thing, because you're not going to see that potential. You're not going to get to where you think you want to go apart from that. There just is no shortcuts. There's no way to get comfortable about this in these moments. There's no way to hack our way through these moments. There's no way to take a shortcut through these moments. There's no way to make it go away and then still arrive at the same destination during these moments. It has to be done. So if you're arriving there, good for you. Whatever goals you've set for yourself, whatever training plan you're on, whatever process you have for yourself, it's good enough to get you into these particular situations and places and moments. And it's a good sign that you're there, but you got to do something with it. In other words, you got to not quit. In other words, you got to be okay with getting uncomfortable and you got to push through that. Maybe not push, maybe just get through, limp through, crawl through, whatever, but just keep going. Understand that on the other side of that moment, that's where the goodness is. That's where the growth is. That's where the full potential, that's where it's at. If you really want it, you've got to get to that place, and then you've got to surpass that place. You've got to get past that place. Getting past that place doesn't have to be pretty, doesn't have to look a certain way. There doesn't need to be a certain number coming up on a power meter. There doesn't need to be a certain pace being run. I mean, I guess a little rant for me here, in the age of data and all the data that we have available, if you run, you've got all these wearables. If you ride bikes like I do, you've got all this data coming through. Like, all of our sports are just getting bogged down with, you know, all this technology, this cool technology, these cool things that we can look at, that we can record, that we can follow, that we can, and, you know, as a coach, one of the things that I see so often is if the data isn't showing me that I'm getting better, then, you know, when that moment comes when I ask myself if I should quit, I probably should. I probably should give in. Great, I know it's good to feel uncomfortable, but, you know, the data isn't really showing me that I'm getting anything out of being uncomfortable. And folks, again, this is me kind of going on a little bit of a rant. Listen, the data can't track what happens when you push through wanting to quit, when you push through being uncomfortable. There's no way the data can track what happens. If the data looks good, I'm going to tell you that you're doing something better. If the data looks bad, I'm going to tell you that you're doing something good. Either way, you're winning. Every single time that you can get through these moments, that you can begin to crave them, want them, desire them, look for them and say, I'm excited, I'm getting closer to those moments, and here's what I'm gonna do. When I get there, I'm gonna identify it as what it is. I'm at the threshold of cool. Now I'm gonna actualize my full potential, and I need to get to the other side of that. I can't stop short of it. I can't stop now. I've gotta keep going. Regardless of what the data tells you. Are there going to be times where you're going to completely fall apart on the other side of this thing? Yes. It's going to happen often. It's fine. Goodness still happened. Growth still happened. You can still step back from all those numbers and all that data and all that stuff and just ask yourself the best question you could ask yourself. How do I feel about that? Do I feel that I got better today? You're going to answer yes. You will answer yes. Am I proud of my effort today? You're going to answer yes. And that's the right answer. You should be, regardless of what the data told you. So we have got to embrace these moments. They're coming. They should be coming. We should be looking for them. We should identify them. We should get excited when we get to them. Again, I'm not talking about, you know, you're doing a workout and you're sitting there and all of a sudden you're going to start smiling and laughing because you're at the point where, you know, you want to quit. I mean, when work's being done, work's being done. But I'm talking about like afterwards, as you sit with yourself and you analyze, like, what did I just do today? Wow. I just did something really neat. I just did something really special. That's something cool. I just made progress. I just realized a little bit more of what I'm truly capable of. As we continue to move towards being the best version of ourselves that we are capable of. And we cannot do that if we're stopping short when we get to these moments where we get to the fork in the road. Do I quit? Do I go on? Do I stay uncomfortable and even get more uncomfortable? Or do I just kind of pull the plug and all of a sudden I can be comfortable again within a matter of a couple of minutes? You got to choose. Well, it is the road less traveled, because there's a lot of folks that are going to turn around and go home at that point. If you can push through these, then, well, you begin to feed off of that. I know what this is doing now. I'm not as afraid of it as I used to be. Hey, you know what? I actually maybe kind of like this stuff. And that's when people start looking at you saying, man, I think this person is crazy. And that's when performance really starts to take off. And then they say, man, this person is doing some really amazing things. If you want that for yourself, it's right there. It's right there. It's in these moments. Choose what you will do. All right, y'all. That's what I got for you. So I love this kind of stuff. I love talking about this kind of stuff. I love engaging with you guys over this kind of stuff. So let's get some good discussion going. Could be over this, could be over something else. Could be, do you have an idea for an episode that you'd like me to do? Some common thing or some question that you might have over something that I would love to answer for you. I can do that. Just get in touch with me via Spotify here, or you can send me a message, whatever. And we can make that happen. Folks, I thank you guys so much for the support you're showing me and for tuning into this podcast. If you are enjoying it and you're liking what I am doing here, what we are doing here, you as a listener also play a vital role here, then share this with somebody else. I think that's the best thing you can do. Share this with somebody else. All right, folks, y'all take care. Until next time.